Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
William.
Yes, Jordan.
I think you should start the episode today.
Why do you think that?
Don't know, I just feel like a change and...
What have I done to deserve this honour?
5 series
in.
Don't know, I think you should start the episode.
All right, well, before you change your mind. Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas, like what do you do if you hear a Grindr notification from your straight friend's phone? And what do you do if you don't know how many tines an oyster fork has? And, of course, what should you do if you've sexted your boss? But, Jordan North, we're not your usual agony aunts.
No, we're not, William Adam. William Adam!
I feel our friendship is closer than ever.
What is going on? No, we're not William Hansen, UK's leading etiquette expert. I'm more sweetest, you're more elitist.
That's terrible.
Okay, give me one more. Okay. I'm more bloke called Pete, you're more elite.
Jordan, you really need to work on your rhyming.
Okay, wait there. This is why I wanted you to start the episode.
More.
Because I wanted to do this. I'm more chic. You're more bleak.
Great.
I'm more swanky. You're more wanky.
Right. I mean, these really are getting worse and worse, and they didn't start off brilliantly well either.
I've got some for you for future episodes. I'm more top dollar. You're more blue collar.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'm more classy, you're more lassy.
Not so good.
I'm more 24 carat, you're just a carrot.
I mean, they're not great. Let's be honest.
This is why I started
the episode. Let's not tamper with the formula.
No, it's you know what? It's worked so far. This is why.
Well, that was a nice social experiment that failed. Very much like Milton Keynes.
Yeah. Let's just stick to what we know, shall we?
Yes.
So, I'm in my Oval Office. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm reading the wrong bit. I'm completely thrown now. I'm completely off.
Should we just go to the gin and a bonnet? I mean, everyone, they know that we're still social distancing. You haven't even come round to sit in my garden at a 2 metre distance.
Waiting.
Have you got a car?
I could do that, can't I?
Have you got a car?
No, I just thought about that. I could walk to you.
I mean, set off now, you'll be with me by Series 7.
William's just been on, at the time of recording, has been on this morning, talking about, what are you talking about? Hot tubs.
Hot tubs.
Yeah.
All the quality.
Do you know, I don't mind getting in a hot tub, but it is a bit weird. I've talked about this before. I was in the Lake District and ended up in a hot tub with all my mates, and then a few of them got out to get drinks, and then me and my mate and my mate's girlfriend were left in the hot tub, and it was like, so, the Lake District, yep.
Bet you just didn't know where to put your face.
Having fun in the Lake District. I was like, so awkward. I was like, you know what they say? You may leave the Lake District, but the Lake District doesn't leave. I'm going to go and check on them drinks, see where they are. It's really awkward. Are we doing a toast?
Yes. I have actually forgotten to find someone to toast.
God, this episode's going tits up, isn't it? Should we toast the football season coming back since the episode?
When's it coming back?
The 20th of June, is it? The weekend of the 20th of June?
I mean, that's a few weeks away, but how are they doing the crowds?
Well, then there's not going to be any crowds. It's going to be behind closed doors.
Well, it'll be no different for a game at Burnley.
Oh, get you in a football pants. Let's toast to the football season coming back. It's a great news.
Fantastic news.
To the football season.
Mary Poppins is still cancelled.
No, have you heard any latest from old Mary?
Well, they've cancelled all shows up until the 20th of August.
There we go. How's your week been? Apart from being on this morning.
Oh yeah, highlight of the week. Nice to do some work. It's fine, thank you very much. Very exciting with my neighbour, not Leanne, the other neighbour, Tom, her boyfriend, lovely Tom, as we call him. I feel he and I took our relationship...
Why don't you call me lovely Jordan?
Well, I was always taught not to lie.
Right, go on anyway.
Simple as that. Anyway, lovely Tom, he and I took our relationship to the next level. And we docked hoses. Because when we moved here, there's only one tap in this building, and it's in lovely Tom's garden. And my hose isn't long enough to connect to his tap. Tom very kindly went onto Amazon and ordered a male-male adapter, which piqued my interest. And then I ordered a hose as well. And then we put them together so I could jet wash the terrace.
You and Tom docked.
We did. And the brand of our hose, I had to buy obviously the same type of hose that he has in order for the male-male adapter to work. And the brand of hose he has, and you can buy it on Amazon, is called Homos.
No, it's not.
It is. You Google it. Homos.
Is it actually? I'm not Googling.
So there were two homos docking on the terrace. And I can assure you, the terrace is beautifully clean now.
Isn't docking like...
We splashed out and it was as good as new.
And did Tom enjoy your docking on the terrace?
He was very keen. We were going to do it at the weekend, but I got this little knock on the door saying, are you free? Can we do it now? Leanne's gone out. So we did it then.
Right, okay, wow. I'm sure docking's a sex move, isn't it? A sex act.
It isn't in this part of London.
Just Google now, men docking.
All I'm getting is natty ways to store your iPad.
Docking?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's...
I'm on Urban Dictionary.
Oh.
Let's put it this way. I don't think you can dock if you're circumcised.
Oh. Oh, really? Oh, is that how they do it?
In that capacity. Obviously, if you've got a homos, you've got a male-male adapter... You can dock it to your heart's content and jet wash your terrace.
Okay, brilliant.
With or without lovely Tom.
Thanks to clear that out. Oh, I forgot to...
How's your week been?
Oh yeah, it's been good actually. You've just reminded me. I've got something for you. I've ordered something in for you. Hang on. Oh.
You've ordered something for
me? Just done a run and I'm... Especially for you when you come round. I've got you.
Oh, a teacup.
A teacup for you, my little teacup. It's from, I just got it off Amazon. Because I know that you won't drink from a mug. So,
It's very sweet that you think I'm actually going to come round.
Do you approve of this? Is this up to your standards?
I mean, it's classic. It hasn't got a foot, so it's a more modern design.
What do you mean it's got a foot? It's white. It's a cup. How can it have a foot?
Well, my teacups... I mean, I've only got a water goblet here, but my teacups have, like, a separate foot. Which generally means they're slightly more expensive.
Oh, sorry.
Because you have to put two separate things together. But no, look, I'm detracting from your teacup. It's very... How kind of you, Jordan.
Thank you. I thought...
Can you show me the rim? Yeah.
You get your mouth around that, can't you?
Yeah, that's you go. That's nice. That's a. Oh, Ben, don't do that.
Ben's doing the. How can I put this? He's doing the.
Ben looked very convincing. Let's put it that way.
If you've ever seen Hannibal, it looked like that. We'll have some lava beans and Chianti. Why is it you don't drink out of mugs again? I know you've told me this before.
Because I just find them... I don't like being confronted, and don't twist my words here, with an overwhelming amount of liquid.
What? You drink loads of coffee, though. And loads
yes,
of tea.
Yes, in smaller cups. And I prefer to have a lot more coffee in smaller cups, in more manageable quantities, than a great big vessel that is a mug. And generally I find that drinks served in a mug, whether it's tea or coffee, generally are poorly made, whereas a drink served in a tea or a coffee cup is better made.
That's bollocks. What a load of bull. So is that why it's nothing to do with etiquette reasons? There is no etiquette you can drink
out.
Well,
I mean, look, it's a nicer experience. There, lots of people will agree that things taste nicer off proper china or with proper cutlery or out of a proper glass rather than a chunky glass or a proper teacup and saucer.
You're saying a meal tastes better off proper china with proper cutlery?
Yes, and I think you find, and you will be surprised when we put this out on socials, when we'll do a poll, Ben, note it down. People will agree with me. More people will agree with me than you think.
I have never heard you talk, and you do this for a living. I have never heard you talk so much shite in all my life. That is... Oh, actually, is it like when you get a pint glass in a plastic pint glass?
Yes, it's exactly the same. It won't taste as nice as if you had it in a proper pint
glass.
Yeah,
because and sometimes if you get a Guinness in, like, they don't put it in a proper Guinness glass. Is it like that? Could it be like... But then again, that's like saying...
It's exactly the same.
So you're telling me you order a McDonald's, right? And I know you love a Mackey's.
What?
Mr. Fast Food, Mikey's worried about you getting diabetes. You get a...
Carry on.
You get a fast food. So you go to McDonald's. And you get it home and put it on a nice bit of china. You're telling me it tastes better?
Regardless of what the food is, it'll taste nicer on proper china than out of the bag.
Totally disagree. But there we go. I've got you your mug.
Gene Devers, let me know your thoughts. Well, that's so kind of you.
Got your cup in to fill your...
And that is just a teacup. Now, to be fair, you need to go and get me a coffee cup now.
Well, that is a... What do you mean? You can put tea and coffee in
that.
No,
because a teacup tapers... A coffee cup is like a mug. Picture a mug is that it's the same shape all the way down.
It's a square.
But obviously,
oh,
a coffee cup is squatter.
Gene Devers.
Same shape.
This is what I've got to put up with.
Well, you don't have to.
I order him a pissing teacup online, and apparently he won't drink coffee out of it. God.
Well, I mean, I would rather drink coffee out of that than out of a mug.
Seriously.
But what you'll find with proper coffee in a teacup is that the coffee granules will taper, follow the shape of the teacup and settle on the bottom, and the coffee will almost split, and you'll have sort of a thick sludge on the bottom of the teacup and quite sort of light brown liquid at the top after time.
Mikey deserves a medal. He deserves an MBE at least for putting up with you.
OBE, I think.
Speaking of teacups, you just reminded me, did you see my... And tea. Did you see my tweet that went viral?
Well, how could I miss it?
This week.
I mean, you've got a funny definition of viral.
Well, got picked
up. You messaged on our group going, oh, it's gone viral, and I felt that desperate need to exert my superiority and just send you the metrics of my own viral tweet from the start of last year. But anyway, but yeah, carry on, it's not about me.
Tosser. I sent a tweet and UK Banter picked it up, and I think British Memes picked it up, and one of the Bibles, I think it was one of them, I don't know, Archbishop of Banterbury, they picked it up. So it's quite a few, you know, all those like social media platforms, you know, the ones I'm on about. So I sent a tweet, in case you didn't
follow
see
them
it.
All
I was sunbathing at the weekend, And a thought came to my mind. And here's my tweet.
In the fridge.
Okay, I'm a few beers in, but did anyone else in year 7 have homework where you had to write a letter to your family, pretending to be a Roman soldier, and then stain it with a tea bag so it looked old? I just had this random thought while sunbathing and I can't stop laughing to myself.
Wow. And that went viral.
Did you never do that at school?
Lockdown cannot be eased soon enough.
Ben, did you ever do that at school? Yeah.
What year and for what subject was this? History?
Year 7, history was learning about the Romans because I went to school in Kirkham. And that was a big Roman town. So you'd write a letter like, "Dear Mum and Dad, it's Jordan. I am missing you all, but I am doing this for the Empire. Please will you send me a box of..."
I think Mum and Dad were two key Roman terms.
Yeah. "I am currently in a small Lancashire town in Kirkham. I am missing you all."
And it's fucking awful. "Why the hell did we bother to invade up here?"
"Please will you send me a Kinder Bueno, some Fanta Fruit Twist and some Spaghetti Oops. Lots of love, Jordan. All hail Caesar." So I'm trying to think what I was into back then in year 7. That's Kinder Buenos. I was obsessed with Fanta Fruit Twist.
Thank God you've got out of this.
And Spaghetti Oops. That was like what I was into in year 7. So you'd put something like that and then you'd... this was your homework. Then you'd stain it with your tea bag. So you'd get the tea bag wet, stain it, and then...
What type of tea?
Oh, fuck, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what type of tea. For this, it doesn't matter. You could use Typhoo, which is the shit tea. No offence if you drink Typhoo. And then you'd burn the edges with a lighter to make it look old. Or you put it in the oven, and some people put coffee on it. And then a lot of people got back to me and was like, "Well, actually, we did this in like year 4, year 5. When we were studying about the Victorians. A lot of people did it as a treasure map."
So I was reminded after seeing that tweet, absolutely everywhere, because obviously it got retweeted and reposted. And I actually thought, well, I don't know if I ever did that. I can't even remember what I did as a school project. All that money spent on my education, can't remember any of it. And so I thought I'd ask my mother what I did. So she sobered herself up and she managed to send me some photographs of my school projects, and it's all come flooding back to me. In year 5, we had to make a Roman shield.
Why did you learn about them in year 5, and I only learned about the Romans in year 7?
Well, I mean, do you want me to point out the obvious?
No. Has your mum kept all your schoolwork and stuff?
She has. We don't have the Roman shield, although I do remember, basically, none of us could really be bothered to do that, so we subcontracted that out to the handyman to produce. So he produced the Roman shield. Very good. It had a proper boss. Can you remember a boss, BOS, on the front?
What was your handyman called?
Nick.
"Nick, darling, come here, Nick. William has homework due next week for Roman Shield. I'm very pissed. We don't want to help him." And then slowly, William's mother slides in a £10 note in his top pocket, slaps him on the cheek and says, "Be a good handyman, Nick, and make a shield for William's year 10 homework. Thank you, darling."
So I also did other projects. So in year 8, I did an art project on the painter Joseph Wright of Derby, who was very good experimenting with light, by William Hansen in 8AP.
You've used word art there as well, you're clever.
Yes, word art was very popular when
I was
growing up.
You've used word art there. I was obsessed with word. My mum's artless. She don't keep any of that.
And then the other project I did was comparing the two supermarkets in the town and seeing which had the best quality of shopper.
So it was, what were the two supermarkets?
So the two supermarkets that we had near us where I was growing up at the time were Tesco and Summerfield. And I've written here differences between Summerfield and Tesco. Today, Tesco is considered very upmarket and now beats Sainsbury's on many products and has even supplied the Queen with Christmas puddings and champagne recently came out with the best taste. So no, I didn't stain anything with a tea bag.
I loved tea bagging, honestly. It was a great bit of homework. I said to Joe, my housemate, I think I said this weekend because we're bored, we should do some tea bagging. You know, just for crap.
You know they say, find something at school that you love and make it a career.
You were mic'd up for a bit of teabagging? Let's do it! You and Kat...
No, we prefer loose leaf.
You and Kat do some teabagging this weekend, Ben. I'll do some and we'll all write each other letters pretending we're Roman soldiers. Ben, you can be a Victorian, I'll be a Roman.
Did you ever do Latin at school?
William, we barely did English at my school, never mind Latin.
So if I said caecilius est in horto, you don't know what I mean.
You've got an STI.
OST mustis unt.
No. Oh my God.
Latin. All right. Latin declension.
Okay, if I said dans ma famille, Ilia, six personnes.
Dans ma famille.
Ma mère, Wendy. Ma père, Graham. Basically, the only thing I could say was, hi, my name's Jordan. I have three brothers and we like to go to the cinema.
Nice. Did you do any other lines? You did French, you did English, was that it?
Yeah, I just did French and then I dropped it for GCSEs. Yeah.
What were your GCSEs?
Oof, God, now we're talking. Maths, English, science.
Yeah, we all did those.
Food technology, media studies.
You even did a GCSE in food and you still cook corned beef hash.
Media studies. We had to make... Did I never tell you this story?
So, well, I don't know. Tell me the story.
So I did GCSE food technology, right? And every week my coursework was you had to make... I decided to make a cheesecake healthier. So you do things like get low-fat cheese. And I remember coming home one day with my cheesecake. And it meant I'd have to leave school an hour later so none of bullies could nick my cakes. Because if they seen you...
Were they the same bullies that would grab your hearing aid?
Yeah, they were the same bullies that got my hearing aid. They also had a lot of my cheesecake on my expense. Basically, if you did food tech, me and my mate, Pete, we used to wait behind school because people would, like, kick it out your hand and stuff or rub it off you and eat your cake or, like, shove it in your face. All part of growing up. So I remember getting home. I'd, like, snuck home in between all the streets and that so no one would nick my cakes or, like, kick them out my hand. I got home and my dad was asleep on the settee and I remember he had his, like, he was still in his army uniform. And, And I went, oh, Dad, I've got more cheesecake. And he went, bloody cheesecake. I'm sick of you making pissing cheesecake every week. It's costing me a fortune in ingredients. Why don't you do woodwork like your brothers? And then he kicked this magazine rack and that my brother had made him in woodwork. And I'll never forget that moment. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you think I need to see a psychiatrist?
I think it's too late for that.
Do you think I should go through therapy? Because that just came from nowhere, that story. Do you think...
There's going to be a lot to talk
there's
about.
There's going to be a lot. Can you imagine if I... Like, I tell these stories as a joke, and my psychiatrist would be like, oh my God, that's the most awful thing I've learned. It's like, oh, it was just my daddy were like that. I remember once I come home from school as well, and I said, oh, can I go on history trip? There was a history trip to France. And he went, he had a look at the sheet of paper, he went, yeah, let's have a look at this. He went, oh, fantastic, history. Huh? He said, go and get me shoes. I went, right, he went, go and get me shoes. I went, what for? He went, I'll go to that money tree end at Garden, shall I?
I once went on an English trip to Russia.
You went on an English trip to Russia?
Yes.
We went kayaking in the lakes, are you joking? What other trips did you go on? School trips, tell me.
We did the choir trip to Venice, where I sung in St. Mark's Basilica.
Right, already in school you were more travelled than me. I am now.
Well, jolly good, Jordan. Are you ready for your joke of the week?
Joke of the week. Here we go. Jordan's jolly joke of the week. I read a horror book in Braille. And I'll tell you the punchline.
I sent you this joke! Don't you pretend this is yours! I sent you this! I should do this!
Stop being a little bitch! And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
So I'm reading a horror book in Braille. Something bad's going to happen. I can feel it.
I sent you that.
Oh, give him his bloody... Thank you, William Hansen. I've got another one for you. Moving on from last week, I've got a theme on Viagra. I've just learnt the medical name for Viagra. It's my cocks are flopping. I'm organising a charity ball next week for people who struggle to reach orgasm. Just let me know if you can't come.
There's a theme.
Thanks again to Dad Jokes on Instagram for that.
Yeah, I did not. Those last two jokes I had nothing to do with. I just want to point out. Right, thank you very much for your letters that we'll now get to. If you want to get in touch with us with any problem, it's sextedmyboss.com. Click on contact. Handwritten letters, if you do send us one, might be read out in series 12 by the time that we're all
out
of lockdown. What?
Sorry, I've missed my ASOS order. Are you joking?
How have you missed it?
If oh, the doorbell went, surely... I don't know.
Right.
I mean, can before you start questions, could our producer look any more bored right now? He's led in his bed, producing, inserted commas. What's that, what you do with your fingers?
Inverted commas, not inserted commas.
He's producing, inverted commas, looking like we're boring him to death. Oh, he's just gone. What does that say? Is this going to be a bad episode then? Sorry.
Right. You ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
This one has come into us on email, help@sextedmyboss.com. Hello all. I've been building up to writing this for a while as I can't stand poo-related stories, but I feel that the current situation could bring the matter to a head. When lockdown began, I moved in with the guy that I've been seeing. In that time, we've made it official and we've been very much loved up. But there's one skeleton that I'm terrified will emerge from the closet after a few G&Ds. I should also mention that we have worked together since September and were in the same social group before we started dating. But after a particularly boozy night out, I went back to the house he shares with colleagues for pizza. Nothing untoward happened, but I did leave behind my purse and keys and barely remember anything else of the evening. During an intense moment of beer fear the next day, I remembered desperately needing the toilet once I'd left their house. And with an automatically locking door, I couldn't get back in. So I'm ashamed to say that I did an enormous shit somewhere in my soon-to-be boyfriend's fully paved garden and ran away. Safe to say, the following Monday, I almost packed my bags and fled the country in embarrassment rather than show my face at work.
Oh, my God.
Returning to the present day, we sometimes talk about that night, although the gift on the driveway has never been mentioned. However, I live in constant fear of being outed. Should I maintain a dignified silence on the assumption that he doesn't know, or blame a dog? Your advice would be greatly appreciated. Hope to see you both live once this is all over, and I promise not to shit myself again when the day comes. Kind regards, Anonymous.
Amazing. Actually, two things. Do you think this could be Mikey reference the poo in your plant pot?
Well, we've been dating for a lot longer than that.
I reckon this could be Leanne. I said Leanne had a poo in your garden, right? Second thing, okay, to make you feel better, Anonymous. I can never say Anonymous. My older brother did this, right? He once came round to our house when he was in the army. He once came round to surprise us, but we were all out. And he really needed a poo, so he pooed in a shoebox that was in the bin outside. And my dad...
I mean, surprises me.
I've never told anyone. My dad then, a couple of days later...
crying. I've never told anyone this. My dad, a couple of days later, went out to flatten the recycling and he stamped on the shoebox and he had flip-flops on and all the poo went in between his toes. So he come in the house screaming, saying to me mum, "Wendy, who's shit in a shoebox outside?" And my mum went, "Oh, it'll be a dog." And my dad went, "Oh, a dog? And it'll wipe its arse with paper and put the lid back on? Don't talk stupid." For about 3 months, we didn't know who pooed in the shoebox outside. Every time one of my friends would answer the door, he'd go, "Did you shit in a shoebox outside in my garden?" And my mates would be like, "No, it weren't me, Graham, honestly." And then we finally mentioned it again in passing. And my brother went, "Oh, that were me." And my dad went, "You what?" He went, "Yeah, I come round to the house to see if you were in, but none of you were there." So, to Anonymous, I'd keep it to yourself. And it sounds like you're really struggling with it inside, knowing you did this. Don't worry, it's probably more common than what you think.
I mean, I really don't think it is.
Do you not?
I think it's in very select parts of the Northwest.
I completely forgot about that. So, yeah.
I wish you had.
My poor dad. You like that story, Ben?
Shall we move on? This next one is from Essie. "Dear Jordan and William, brackets, I'm putting Jordan first since I assume we agree more about politics than William. Sorry." Well, Essie, it's not a democracy on this podcast. So, "Dear William and Jordan, I'd appreciate your input regarding showering after 10 p.m. in a block of flats of about 15 separate households. Our building's tenancy rules state that between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. any noise is prohibited. Me and my partner..." They mean my partner and I, "disagree vehemently whether or not this includes having a quick shower past 10 p.m. I don't think it's a noisy affair, however he fears it disturbs the neighbours and violates the rules.
What?
As I am an evening showerer, he will sigh, tut and shake his head if I nip into the shower at, say, 10:03 p.m. We live in Finland. We live in Finland, where working from home is still recommended until September. We have been in each other's company 22-7. Maybe they have shorter days. And
yeah, oh,
on
they?
Average,
no
since...
way. Would they say 22-7? Because it's shorter, like we say.
No, I mean, Jordan. I mean, when I said I think they have shorter days, that was a joke. Every country has 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, but it gets darker in...
Yes, no, but they still have 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, but
it was a joke. I know it gets darker, that's why it was a joke.
Yeah, but in Iceland, their days are shorter because sometimes they only have like an hour's daylight. Oh, I'm being thick as I'm totally with you.
Honestly, I mean, in your education, you were too busy staining pieces of paper with tea bags. I mean, I was actually doing useful things. "We've been in each other's company 22-7 on average since March, minus daily exercise taken separately. This means that without a ruling on the matter, months of arguing on the subject will still be happening. So, is it appropriate to shower late in the evening, or is it subjecting neighbours to noise? For the record, flats in Finland rarely have baths, ours doesn't. I never hear sounds from the toilets of other flats, but footsteps and excited children's play has been known to travel. C, showering in the morning is not an option due to me being a lazy git. And D, I don't drink alcohol, but appreciate a good D. Love from Essie." You see, Essie, our politics may be different, but we do have something in common.
I'm a late night showerer as well, especially in this heat. You feel like you like to get a quick shower before.
How late, though?
Well, last night I showered at 11 o'clock. I went for a run at 9. I got back at 10, just before it was getting dark. And I showered about 11.
Is there anything in your tenancy agreement that stops you from showering that late?
No, because every Tom, Dick and Harry does what they want round here anyway.
In their letter, Essie and their partner has said that in the tenancy agreement, there is a rule saying no noise after 10 p.m. If that's in the contract and you have signed it, that's in the contract. If you don't like the rules, move. It's as straightforward as that.
Rules are there to be broken, and a late night shower is hardly banging the walls with an hammer or having loud orgies, is it?
I would start it at maybe 5 to 10, turn the taps off at 10, conserve water. You don't need to waste that much water. Make it a quick shower. You don't need to have a long shower.
Bore off. You shower when you want. It's your house. It's your shower. Next question.
Hello, William and Jordan. I'm writing to you with relationship advice, regardless of whether I think you two are qualified, as Jordan likes a kinky dressing gown belt, and William is in a monogamous relationship to build a Mikey. However, I think both of you...
What's monogamous mean again? It's where you don't have sex.
What's monogamous?
Wait.
No, monogamous is not when you don't have sex. It means when you're only having sex with one person.
Corrected William again. What is happening to you? Apparently Ben's just said you're saying monogamous.
That was the drink.
But what is happening? Oh, go on, get your little dictionary out. So that's what is it where people don't tell me where people are in an open relationship? Polygamous. Hey, it's all the rage that down here in London. Very much each to their own. But when I moved down here there's
it's to each their own actually.
To each their own? Each their own?
Yes. To own is splitting the infinitive, but anyway, don't worry.
Speaking to this couple who were in an open relationship, and we ended up having a great night. Take that what you will. We didn't, by the way, we didn't.
Shall we just start again and pretend none of that ever happened?
Why?
I'm writing to you with relationship advice, regardless of whether I think you two are qualified, as Jordan likes a kinky dressing gown belt and William is in a monogamous relationship to build a Mikey. However, I think both of you can relate to the subject. Me and my best friend, third letter in a row, my best friend and I are both in love with each other. We met on Tinder over a year ago as a hookup, but very quickly realised that it was much more. Anyway, fast forward a year and we are living together, kissing, cuddling and sleeping in the same bed every night, and quite frankly, we are in love with each other, as we have both admitted to each other. Sounds perfect, right? But the catch is he doesn't want to be my boyfriend because he's scared of ruining things between us, and as he said, and I quote, he loves me too much. So the question is, William and Jordan, how do you stay just best friends with a person you are in love with? Many thanks from an original G&D Diva since episode 1, Keris.
Oh.
You were ever in love with a best friend, Jordan? Any best friends that you just desperately love?
Are you hinting at you? Oh.
No, but Ben very sweetly is waving. I mean, that's sweet, Ben. Just Ben, turn your webcam off.
Rather shove a rusty needle down there than you, mate.
Very similar experience. Any best friends? Anyone springing to mind?
William, like I've told you many times before, in Monaco, after a few drinks, we are never going there. So stop it. We're just friends. Keris, it seems like he's giving you the runaround a bit there. You don't hug and kiss and sleep in the same bed as your best friends.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Mikey and I, we were best friends for quite some time. For those that don't know, Mikey, pre-building site, used to work in London at ITV. And Mikey was at university with some of my very good friends. And I met him when I went to go and visit my friends, and we sort of said hello. And then when I started doing the seminal Let's Do Lunch with Gino and Mel, Mikey would come into my dressing room, as it were, and say hello, and we sort of chatted, and we sort of got friendly, and then he would come and visit
me. You
had
to drop the Gino and Mel in there, didn't you?
And we became very friendly. And a year or so before we actually finally became an item, it was quite obvious that we were in a relationship. Now, I'll be perfectly honest, we were not doing half of the things that Keris and her best friend were doing. It was purely platonic, but we were speaking a lot. And it got to the point where, yes, it was sort of, what was this? Was this a relationship? Was this not a relationship? And we won't go into a huge amount of detail, but we were both very honest with each other. It was emotional at points, but luckily, it's turned out all right. So, Keris, if you truly believe that, I'd say stick at it, really. But for your own sanity, set a limit. And if you go past that limit or that deadline, then so be it. At least you tried.
I'm not even going to add anything to that. That was beautifully articulated, William Hanson.
Thank you very much. Shall we continue?
Mm-hmm.
This is from Caris, not to be confused with Keris, who we just had. There's only one vowel's difference between their name, but here comes Caris. Dear Messrs. Handsome and Up North, I hope this finds you safe and well. Thank you for keeping us cheerful during lockdown.
I've been
feeding my neighbour's cat for a couple of months because he was out of the country when the pandemic hit. The cat is very sweet, and although I don't know him very well, my neighbour seems pleasant, so it's been no problem. He's returned home at the weekend, and as we chatted through his kitchen window, he invited me to a socially distanced thank you lunch in his garden. I accepted to be polite, but there is a problem. His home is disgusting.
Ugh.
Judging by the kitchen and sitting room, I suspect that he's never washed the cat's bowl or litter bin, both of which I found myself hosing down in my garden while he was away.
Ugh.
He had left dirty dishes in the sink, rotting food in the general waste, and I'll wager he's never seen a vacuum cleaner. I dread to think what his bedroom and bathroom must be like. As he invited me, I watched him rinse off plates that were thick with dried on food. I actually generally feel ill reading this. Thick with dried on food, using only cold water, and put them straight on the drying rack. It made me feel physically sick. There is absolutely no way I'm eating anything prepared in his kitchen, and I'm certainly not using his crockery, cutlery or glassware. How can I get out of this? I can hardly claim to be busy, given that we're in lockdown next door to each other. Best wishes, Caris.
Well, Caris, I wish you could see William now, because he's got a face like a bulldog licking piss off a thistle.
I'd rather go and sit in Lizzie Cundy's hot tub.
I'm going to sound very William Hanson here, but in school, I think it was in year 9, year 10, I went to stay at a friend's house for a sleepover, and his house was scruffy. I remember, it even now you can still smell the cat piss, and he was a lovely lad. I had to ring my mum to come and pick me up in like the middle of the night because I just couldn't sleep in there. It was horrible.
And what did you say?
I just said,
it's absolutely filthy with dust, Mum. It's top to toe filthy.
Oh my God, I love your impression of young me.
Camp Young Jordan.
Camp Young Jordan's great. It's just disgusting.
All day I've just wanted to run around with a mop and have a squirt and a wipe.
Yeah, you just...
There's only one option. She's got to pretend she's got the Rona and she can't go anywhere near him.
You can't pretend you've got the old COVID so you can't go into his scruffy house. I think you just... You've got to be firm here. You've just got to be like, no, you're all right, thanks. And every time you invite you around, they'll get the hint and not invite you around anymore.
You can actually just say that you're a lactose-free, gluten-free celiac.
No, just keep saying no. Find excuses. Keep finding excuses, you will, and they'll get the hint.
You need to do a Maggie Thatcher 1990s. No, no, no.
And look how that ended up. She was out of office at the start of the century. Decade. Shit, I always get them two mixed up.
Too busy staining pieces of paper with tea bags.
Did I tell you my... Oh, before we go, have I told you about... Or should I save that for... I'll tell you what, I'll save it for next week. I'm going to tell you about my stunning neighbours that live below me. They're a couple and they're absolutely stunning.
Jordan, I think we deserve a little bit... thank you. I mean, I'll make sure I'm back next week. Something that we should, I think, just address... And let's be honest with our G&D divas. Next week's episode was meant to be our last episode of this series. But G&D divas, we love you so much, and we are aware that life is a little bit gloomy at the moment. We have decided to continue.
Yeah.
For at least one more episode than we promised.
Well, yeah. To be honest, this is the only thing that's keeping us all sane. It's like the highlight of our week, so we don't want to stop. And if you don't want us to stop, then we're happy. So
this episode, we do it for Jordan's sanity. This episode ends, really. We stop recording and then Jordan, Ben and I play North's knockoffs just to make Jordan feel like he's still active.
You bastard. but yeah, if you want us to continue, we will. So get in touch. William, how can you get in touch?
Sextedmyboss.com. Jordan, it's been a pleasure once more.
William Hanson, it's been a pleasure. Ben, if I don't have the last say on the podcast this week, then I'm not coming back next week. I'm going on strike. Goodbye.
Bye.
No, don't be a dick. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.